Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael, saying, what else can I say? It's great Googa Booga. That's right. And for those who don't know what you're listening to, just think of this. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And every show is a different show. That's right. We got a show for you tonight. That's, well, different from last Sunday show. Before we begin, let's introduce to the players tonight. First, my co-host, my beautiful wife and smart, well, she's the smart one of the household. That's right. Lynn Golder, are you there?
I'm here, and I hope this show is different than last week's. It would be like a rerun. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the January 14th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from College Park, Florida, the one, the only co-host, otherwise known as the great dancer who dances on the tables, Shelly Young.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for listening.
All righty.
And the one who pushes those buttons, because without him, we don't have a show. He's pushing all those right buttons. Our producer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Right here, live and in full effect, baby, baby. Hi, guys.
How you doing, Chris Shaw?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Know. Sheila.
I miss my hugs.
I know, right? Hey, Sheila, guess what, Sheila?
What?
It's our birthday month.
It's our birthday.
That's right. Hey, you just ruined my shout out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, let me do some shout outs here.
Shout out. When you're done. So.
All right, so it's the happy birthday month to Sheila Young and Chris Shaw.
Yay!
Yeah, but I'm a whole lot older than Chris.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Lynn.
Well, you're almost my age, so anyway. So I'd like to also give a shout out to RJ, who is the tech at iPhysicians of Central Florida in Maitland that I met the other day. Hi, RJ. If you have time, call in and say hello. Hope you're listening. And to Keisha Saffold in Riviera Beach, if you're listening, hope you call in and say hi. Robert Watson in the Chicago, Illinois area. Hope you call in sometime, say hi, and see. I'm going to save that one for Sheila. I know she's going to say that. And also, January is Braille Literacy Month, as well as Glaucoma Awareness Month. And we'll be talking more about Braille Literacy Month a little bit later. And it honors the birth of Louis Braille, the inventor of the Braille system. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that later.
And my shout out. What can I say to my poor, poor Philadelphia Eagles? We hope we win.
Sorry, Michael.
Tomorrow, but everybody's betting against us.
They're pathetic.
They are pathetic.
Aren't they pathetic, Chris?
But at least we're in the playoffs. His team is not in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah. So I want to say to everybody,
shout outs
in a second, okay. Darling. See that? You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael, and I'm getting ripped apart already for my wife, who's already ripping me apart. That's why this show is called Blind and Beyond. Beyond words. That's what I have to say. And if you're listening for the first time, we're talking to you from Orlando, Florida. That's right. And around the world, if you're listening, if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. I can't say it slower than that. 407-894-1680. Sheila Young, do you have any shout outs, Sheila Young?
I sure do, Michael. Go Chiefs. No, I have other shout outs. I'm just but go Chiefs. I want to wish Osla Gunther a very happy birthday. I want to wish Shirley Roberts an early birthday, and my grandson Jacob Robert Young is going to be the big 8 Saturday. I want to wish him a great big grand birthday wish. So happy birthday, my baby boy.
Happy birthday. So that's it, Sheila?
Is that it, Sheila?
If I remember anybody, I think that's all for now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can always tell them later.
Yep.
How about you, Chris?
Well, I got jumped on after the show last week. My little sister
got dumped on.
Jumped on, yes.
Jumped on.
My little sister was listening to the show, and she said, oh, so you don't think about you and don't think about me? So I want to give a birthday shout out to my little sister who was listening to the show for the second time in a row. I didn't know she was listening. So she's all the way up in Chicago. So happy birthday going out to my sister, Shantae. Her birthday was last.
Happy birthday to Shantae. Happy birthday
in Chicago,
Illinois to Shantae.
Oh my goodness.
Boy, there's a lot of birthdays out there.
Yeah, including my wife. She started on December 31st.
Yeah.
But she's in January also, right?
Right. So she started December 31st until January 31st.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Well, I haven't started yet, but I'm getting ready to.
Right.
I just thought my birthday, too. It's coming up soon.
It's 6 months.
Right. Michael, it's June.
Oh, my God. You know what? It'll be 2 years since that party. I can't believe
That's hard to believe.
That is just crazy. Yeah.
I still can't believe we're already halfway into January.
I know. Sheila, why don't you tell that little story you just told us off the air? That was cute, about the woman that you met.
I have known this girl since COVID, and we were talking on a call last night, and she said, I have to tell you that before I ever knew you or knew who you were, I used to listen to you on the radio. And I said, what? She used to listen to Blind Matters. I said, "You're kidding." She said, "No." She said, I used to listen to it. I was like, oh my goodness.
That was just, back in 2012, right?
Yeah, 11 years ago.
Oh my God.
And she never called in.
No. It's one of those people that just listens and doesn't call.
And she could get gift cards and food.
Yeah.
$50 food.
That's pretty neat, Sheila.
So, but I will tell you that I've got a lot of people in the blind community that are starting to listen. So we're getting new listeners all the time, which is really exciting.
They don't call in.
I have a little story. Years ago, I was at Publix supermarket and I was checking out online, and the woman goes, "I recognize your voice. You're on the Blind Matters radio show." That was so funny.
Gosh.
Yeah. Wow. For what we should tell people about Blind Matters, Michael.
For those who don't know, before Blind and Beyond, there was a show called Blind Matters. We started that in 2012. And we were on many stations from Boston, New York, Philadelphia, right down the East Coast. The furthest west we went was Memphis. We weren't all over the world. We were just
Atlanta too, right?
Yeah, Atlanta too. Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah. The furthest west was Memphis. But every major city in the East Coast we were on, pretty much. And Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa. And the show was called Blind Matters. Basically, it's the same format as Blind and Beyond. But it was Blind and Beyond is a nonprofit. Blind Matters was for profit. But what happened was I got hit once again with something else. It's called cancer. And the doctor wanted me to get off the air and take treatments every day. So I went in for radiation treatments every day. And he didn't want me to be on the radio. So until I beat the cancer, until I stopped the radiation, we had to say goodbye to Blind Matters. And then we started again with Blind and Beyond. And when I started with Blind and Beyond, it was a nonprofit. And I went to Lighthouse and I said to Lighthouse, would you sponsor us?
Lighthouse Central Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida. And they were the first sponsor we ever had. And guess what? They're still on the radio. And I just heard they're going to renew for next year.
Yay.
So everyone, basically, our major players.
9 years, that's Lighthouse.
Have renewed again for next year. All our major players have renewed again for next year. And they have renewed. This is our 9th year straight that Lighthouse Central Florida has been with us. Unbelievable. We thank them so much for sponsoring the radio show. And being a nonprofit radio show, folks, just so you want to know, what can I say? I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for letting us to come in your homes. And if you think that the show sometimes is ridiculous, you're right, because it is. And that's what happens when you are
reality radio.
Yeah, reality radio. What
live.
Are you hitting me for? What are you hitting? She's hitting me again. What?
We have to go to break.
Oh, we have to go to break. We have to go to break.
Oh, and I do have to say hi to Cindy and Judy in case they're listening. So,
all right, Chris.
We're gonna go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting
Blindness. We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com. or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Glad to have you back. Do you hear that? Well, you're going to hear a lot pretty soon coming up. Lynn, tell it as it is.
Okay. Well, tonight we are welcoming back Jeff Papaya, who is the executive director at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Thank you for joining us again, Jeff. It's nice to have you.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you. Happy New Year, by the
way. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope everybody had a great holiday season and ready to start a new year.
Right. Say hi to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi. Nice to meet you, Sheila. How are you?
You too. I am well. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about AIB. One of my dear friends used to work at AIB, actually.
Jeff, this is Michael. If you could start off by telling people about AIB, because a lot of people might not have listened to you before. So you can tell a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
And then go right into AIB.
Well, yeah. So I'm the executive director at Alabama Industries for the Blind. And I have been really only in my current role at AIB since November of 2023, so only about 2 months in. But I have served the mission for people that are blind for almost 20 years. I've been part of the National Industries for the Blind Network over my course of the years of job experience in the last 20. And was just really excited to have an opportunity at the Alabama Industries for the Blind because we do so many good things at AIB. So I'll tell you a little bit about AIB. AIB is an employment agency specializing in people that are blind. We do also have a lot of deafblind. We have deaf individuals also, and other disabilities, but we really pride ourselves on our name, which is the Alabama Industries for the Blind. And what makes us so unique is we have so many different opportunities for employment. And of the 90 National Industries for the Blind agencies, AIB is the most diverse agency. AIB is also an agency that really believes in upward mobility. We love to promote from within. We just do so many good things with that. And when I talk about opportunities, our largest product line is what we call textiles, which is basically cut and sew military textile products, some state products in there, but we do a lot of sewing that support our military with our contracts. And we have a lot of different sewing contracts. We do a military necktie for many of the services. We also do a flyer's kit bag that is distributed to the Navy, sailors. We do a maintenance case holder, and we're starting a new line with our first shipment starting in February called a bandolier pouch. And again, we do so many good things, especially, you know, with our largest business line, which is textiles. We also have so many diverse other opportunities. We do paper products, spiral notebooks. We also have base supply centers. So we have actual stores in 5 military bases that we sell office products and military apparel. And we're looking to open our 6th in Montgomery, Alabama, in an Air Force base called Maxwell Air Force Base. And we're also looking, what's really exciting, we're also looking to open a satellite facility, a manufacturing facility in Decatur, Alabama, which we really want to grow that and continually employ more and more blind people to serve the mission that we're really so proud of. So with that,
This is Michael.
Yeah.
So if I'm blind and I'm interested, what do I have to do to apply for a job? Do I have to know sewing? Do I have to know all these things? What is the story?
That's a great question, Michael. So no, you don't have to know sewing. You don't have to really have any skills in the manufacturing. We have trainers that specialize in training people to learn different manufacturing, different opportunities. We have, you know, all of our staff. We have a full staff on board, engineers that help adapt equipment for blind people. We want to make it a great place. What you really need is some motivation to work, and the rest is handled by us. If you're motivated and want a job, AIB is an agency that can provide full service to you and train you, really make you feel very confident with your jobs. And, you know, through over period of time, when you learn your jobs, as I talked about, upward mobility, there's always chances to grow at AIB.
Do I have to live in Alabama to apply?
Well,
can I live in Georgia?
So we have a couple base supply centers in Georgia that we employ blind people at there. Again, those are mostly type of retail positions. Those are not manufacturing positions, but we would love to hear from you if you're interested. We have a base supply center in Warner Robins, Georgia, and in Valdosta, Georgia. And then we have our other base supply centers throughout the state in Alabama. But we would love to, if you're interested in really securing a job in Talladega, Alabama, is where we employ over 200 blind people. over 300 total people, and we would do everything we can for you to get you relocated, to supply those opportunities for you for a job, help you find housing, if that's the question. And within the county, we provide transportation door to door from basically kind of a 20, maybe a 15 to 20 mile radius that we can help you get to work and take you home after work.
You just read my mind.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
For the folks that live up north, when I say up north, whether it be in Nebraska or anywhere else, and they're tired of the snow, they're tired of the bad weather. Tell us about the weather in Alabama, because I don't think the Alabama weather gets snow, do they?
No. So I do want to say that that Alabama is definitely what they consider the Sun Belt. In the winter, there's going to be a few cold days, but it's not, they're not getting the snow like in the north. We may hit some days in the 30s or 40s, but since I've been there since November 6th, most of the days throughout the winter have been in the 50s, 60s, and sometimes higher.
Nice.
So, again, it's a great climate.
You read my mind, because I was wondering about, you know, the housing opportunities that aren't too expensive. And then you said you actually provide transportation from door to door. That's amazing.
Yeah, we really pride ourselves. We're part of the Alabama Institute for the Deaf and the Blind, which is a state-run organization. But that gives us so many opportunities to serve our employees, our consumers, our staff, that, you know, we really just feel we're just such a special place. And we set ourselves above and beyond, really, other opportunities for blind people.
Sheila, do you have any questions for Jeff?
I actually know someone who is employed there. Well, so that's
we're
really
hoping
awesome.
To have.
Yeah.
What, Jeff, one of the things, not to interrupt Sheila, is we were hoping that down the line that we would have some of your employees on the air to give testimonials and how wonderful it is to work at AIB. So Sheila, back to you.
So do you offer part-time employment as well as full-time? Because if you said that, I missed it. I apologize.
No, we do. We do. We will, you know, whatever the case is for the employee, we will try to best utilize them. We certainly, you know, love to have full-time employees, but we know that's not the case. So we have some people in both of, you know, some part-time, but I would say a good 95% of our employees are full-time employees, but we can certainly accommodate as needed.
Are you from Alabama?
I am not. I mean, even though my accent is a Northern accent and I'm battling a slight cold here, so you may not even pick that up.
I didn't think you were from Alabama. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I'm a Pennsylvania native, but really I Pennsylvania native, but you know, no, I'm not a native Alabama resident, but you know what? It's a great state. In my short time there, I've just seen so many positives.
That's awesome.
Now also, AIB is also, if you're blind, you also teach mobility. Is that correct?
We do teach a lot of mobility as part of AIDB, the Institute for the Deaf and the Blind. If you need some rehabilitation type work, we can provide that in one of our campuses in Talladega. But again, we do a lot of hands-on training for employees who want to come to work. Certainly, we are a full-scale employment opportunity provider for people that are blind or other disabilities.
Jeff, hang on a second. If anybody has any questions for Jeff, please call 407-894-1680. Because he's got time to take some questions.
Yeah, call now. Don't wait for when we go up the air. Don't wait for an hour from now. Call now.
Chris is right there waiting for your calls.
Yeah, right, Chris? I know last time, if you don't mind,
yep,
last time I got a call for from somebody from New Jersey, and they were looking for an opportunity in New Jersey, and I connected them with one of our sister agencies in New Jersey. And last I heard, they got hired there.
Oh.
So they found it a great place to work there.
Yay, that's exciting. Networking.
Very good.
That's
exciting. It's a small world. And right, Michael?
Yep.
We reach people all over.
The question
world.
Is, it's you have to reach out.
Take the first step.
You have to take the first step. We find, for some reason, the people who listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they listen and they listen and they listen. It takes them a long time to react. The major. It's like Sheila said, this one lady who was listening for the show since Blind Matters, she'd been listening for 8 years and never called in.
No, 11. Well, no.
Yeah.
Blind Matters.
Blind and Beyond's been on 8 years.
11 years.
11 years.
11 years.
She never called in.
Nope.
Well, you know, it's some people don't like to call in to radio shows because they don't want to hear themselves on air. But it's okay if you do, because we've all been there. We've all done that. So
we don't bite.
Right? No, we don't bite.
No, we don't bite. We make mistakes and we laugh about it.
And like Jeff will say, to call in,
yeah,
got nothing to lose by making a phone call. That's it.
So, Jeff, how long have you been in this type of work?
So I started in 2004. At one of the NIB sister agencies, which was Winston-Salem Industries for the Blind,
mm-hmm.
Located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and was there a couple of years and then took a position in the National Industries for the Blind in 2006. And then, you know, served, you know, it for with NIB really basically up till when I've, well, I was 2 years in the agency in New Jersey, and then now hired as the executive director at Alabama Industries for the Blind. So real quick, basically 20 years, I have been under the National Industries for the Blind umbrella, and in my current role for only a short, really little over 2 months.
Are you blind?
I am not. So no, I am not. But, you know, I am proud to say we have a leadership team of 7 people that are direct reports to me, and 3 of our employees on the leadership team are blind. And again, that's where I stress, and I've been involved and well aware of over 50 NIB sister agencies. And the upward mobility opportunity at Alabama Industries for the Blind is by far the best that I have ever seen.
That's wonderful. Well, and it makes me happy to know that you have leaders that are blind, because it disturbs me when you've got leadership in an organization where everybody's sighted and there's no way they can possibly understand the life of a blind person.
You just
can't.
That you're so correct, and I rely on all of our leadership team. But our 3 blind employees, we have a plant manager that is blind. We have our director of business development and the assistant director of business development are all blind, and I rely on them so much, and they're just a big advocate. For the blind people. And, you know, it gives me a different perspective when I talk to them and they can share their thoughts and ideas and say, hey, you know what, this is how a blind person has these challenges and so on. So I'm just so proud of that also, and so proud of the leadership team that we have.
And it is a different perspective. Yes, sir.
Sheila, why don't you tell Jeff about that what you do at ACB?
Well, currently I'm president of the Florida Council of the Blind. I'm president of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. I serve on the host committee for the American Council of the Blind National Convention, which is going to be in Jacksonville in July. I am the chair of the subcommittee for the ADP, which is the audio descriptive program for a project for performing arts museums and parks subcommittee. Other than that, I don't do anything.
Yeah, right. You wear a lot of hats, that's for sure.
And I am,
that's great.
I am blind. So yeah, so it, you know, it's, it, and I did have a job. I worked 14 years with the Orange County Public School System here in Orlando. And I was a paraprofessional working with blind, low vision, and multiply challenged children from the age of 3 to 5th grade. So that was a joy. That was my life fulfillment, other than my kids and my grandkids, was certainly doing that job, because it was just so fulfilling. So,
Jeff, why don't you go to how they can reach AIB? Because we have to go to break in a minute or two. So if you can.
Sure, sure. So you know, I don't know. I don't know if anyone can take these notes. If it's easier to reach out to you, to Michael, to Lynn, I can give you a phone number. If that helps, you know, reaching out to our HR specialist at AIB, that would be really the best one, either via email. So I can either read you a phone number, but how do they normally do it, Michael? Can they reach out to you?
Do both. Do first you do your thing, and then I'll tell them about our sponsor page.
Okay. So our employees relations manager phone number is 256-761-3827. Her name is Tracy Martin. She's on the leadership team, as I described, and just a terrific, helpful individual. And her email is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, dot Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, at A-I-D-B dot org.
And I wrote that.
Now, if you have any questions, and if you didn't get all the information what Jeff just said, you can go to our Blind and Beyond page, our webpage, which is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And our sponsor page has all the information to get in touch with AIB. So if you go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, look up AIB, which is Alabama Industries for the Blind. You'll see it right there. And then you'll have the phone number. You'll have everything you need to make the call. That's on our webpage.
And by the way, I just wanted to tell everybody, Jeff, that there are two buttons for each sponsor. There's one that has the visual with the graphics. And then right below that, there's always a button, just the simple words. It'll say Alabama Industries for the Blind. So if you're blind, you just click on the button.
And it's blind friendly.
Right. Everything is blind friendly. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, that's great. That's great. We want to make it every opportunity. You can even do a search for our website, Alabama Industries for the Blind, and that'll pop up. And there's a contact us tab that you could click on too, which would give all the information. So we want to give that opportunity out for everybody.
But we will have to say goodnight, and we have to go to break.
Thank
you very much,
so much, Jeff,
for coming on.
For joining us.
Jeff, it was very nice to meet you.
Oh, same to you. Thank you. And I will sign out and hope to hear from everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Good night, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Well, coming back with trivia. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
B
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Okay, well, looks like we're back. I just got the cue from Chris down there in Orlando. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I'm here with Michael, the host, and Sheila, the co-host tonight. And, of course, Chris Shaw down there in Orlando at the radio station. So welcome back, everybody. Sheila, you with me?
I am, Lynn.
Yay! It's Sheila and Lynn for a few minutes.
Yay! Girls' night out.
Girls' night out, girl. All righty. So, anyway, would you like to do your trivia?
I have a couple, and I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do.
You always have good questions.
All of us know that tomorrow is Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
That's right.
And my trivia question is related to Dr. Martin Luther King. So
very relevant. Good for you.
Trying to figure out which one I think is going to be the easier one. We all know that he was assassinated. And what I want to know is, what was his last speech entitled? The day, I don't know what time of day it was done.
That's a good question, Sheila. Wow.
On April 3rd, 1968. So it would be 1968, April 3rd. What was the name of his speech the night before he was assassinated?
I was a senior in high school.
So 407. 894-1680. New callers would be welcome, but this is not an easy question, so we would be happy to anybody calling in to be able to answer this. And if you can't answer it, I do have an easier one. So keep Chris busy, you know, he needs to earn his pay.
So, Sheila, you want to know the name of his last
speech. The name of the last speech the night before he was assassinated.
Okay, now I didn't realize this was the name because I just looked it up. I didn't realize that. I was thinking it was called something else. So
no, and that was done at, and I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, this is hard.
It is hard. So, yeah. I mean, we can switch to that other one, but... Mm. You know, I'd really want to see because there you'd be surprised. There are some people that know. So, but yeah, it's the speech that he made prior to his assassination.
Meanwhile, while we're waiting, let me give out that number again for Alabama in case you would like to talk to Tracy Martin, who I think he said she was in charge of employee relationships.
And yeah, I think
her,
so.
Her number is 256. That's the area code for that area in Alabama, 256 561-3827. That's
251. You didn't say it with a Southern accent, Lynn.
I'm sorry. I am a Jersey girl for my entire life.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm here since 1984, and I still sound like I'm from New Jersey.
Well, Florida doesn't have a Southern accent. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, the people, though, that live in Northern Florida have Southern accents.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because they kind of, their families migrated down.
Yeah, they're kind of on the cusp of Alabama.
So 256, sorry, folks, I'm not going to do the Southern accent. 256-761-3827, and you will ask for Tracy Martin. If you'd like her email again, it's Martin. It's easy. Martin.Tracy, and that's Tracy with an I, at AIDB.org. Or you can write to, throwing out a lot of information, but you can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and I can give you the information, whichever.
And don't forget
like.
The A-N-D. It's not the and sign. You've got to do
right.
The A-N-D.
Yeah, yeah. Blind and Beyond.
And show. Yep, yeah. The full word. So,
yeah. So, you're gearing up for Girl Scout cookies, Sheila?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not happy Scout enough. Cookies. I got to get Girl Scout cookies now.
I love my Girl Scout cookies. In fact, I buy them and freeze them.
I usually freeze the chocolate mint ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're good ones. But
and the
I have an ulterior motive. I'm not freezing them to eat them. I'm freezing them because they're better frozen.
I do both.
Yeah.
I buy the Thin Mints. I buy the peanut butter, the ones that have the coated.
Oh, yeah. Michael likes those.
All right.
All right. Do we have anybody?
I got four callers on the phone line.
Oh, my.
My goodness.
Yeah, they calling in. I got Tony from Wellington, Robin from St. Pete, Linda from New York in the house, and Gary from Lake Worth, Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, of all of the callers, I believe Robin is the first time caller.
Well, let's take Robin.
All righty. So we're going to go to Robin. Everybody else, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. Hold on one moment
because
we're
going to get to because you could be wrong.
Right.
That's right.
So let's talk to Robin from St. Petersburg, Florida. Robin, how you doing?
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So,
I was wondering how Robin learned about the show.
Oh, yeah.
From the Pinellas Council of the Blind.
No kidding.
One of our strongest chapters, though, yeah.
There you go.
So, well, it's nice to meet you. Do you know the name of the speech that he made before he was assassinated?
Well, I thought I did, but now I'm not so sure. I'm just going to say I have a dream.
Well, what do you think it was?
I thought it was I have a dream.
No, ma'am.
That's what I thought, yeah.
And that's what everybody usually thinks, but it's not.
Yeah.
That's another one that he made for sure. But thank you so much for listening, and thanks for being here. I might get to meet you someday.
Thanks for calling in, Robin.
Now, Robin, Robin, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right? So
Tell Robin that we're here every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, Robin, from 7 to 9 p.m.
Right, I listen to you.
Well, goody. All righty. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Robin. Hold on.
All right. Who's next, Chris?
All righty. So let's go to... Tony was first from Wellington. Tony.
Okay. Hey, Tony.
Tony from Wellington,
Tony.
Florida.
Happy New Year, Tony.
Uh-oh, we lost Tony.
We did.
We lost Tony. All right, so let's go to Linda from New York. Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Linda, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, Linda, how you doing? Happy New Year.
How are you?
Same to you. I don't know it. I thought it was the same thing she did.
Yeah,
this is a stumper.
I was afraid it would be.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Nice to hear from you. All righty.
Nice hearing from her.
Yeah, and I think there was somebody else.
Yep. I got one more caller calling all the way from Lake Worth, Florida. It's Gary from Lake Worth. Gary, how you doing?
Gary from Lake Worth.
Hey, Gary.
Hi. How is everybody tonight?
Hi, Gary. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. I think the answer is I've been to the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Good job.
Hey, Gary.
Yep. He was at the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. when he did I Have a Dream. He was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee, and he was shot on his balcony at the...
In Memphis, yeah.
Yeah, at the...
It's a hotel.
Yep, at the hotel.
At the Lorraine Hotel.
Yeah.
And the night before, he did that speech. Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
I've been to the mountaintop, and I've seen... That's all I
have
got.
A question for somebody.
Well, wait, let's with Gary. Gary, don't forget to give your address.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Gary, hold tight one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
All right.
That's great.
I have a question for somebody. In reference to his last speech, in reference to when he was assassinated, what did they do with this motel? Did they make it?
It's actually a tourist spot.
I was going to say.
Yeah, because a friend of mine on Facebook in my Cocker Spaniel.
Is it still a motel?
Yeah, she went on a tour, and that was included when she went to see
Elvis.
But
it's still a motel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's part of the tourist trap, as they
said. Exactly.
But it's still a motel.
I believe it is.
What about the room that he had?
I
saw a picture
of
it, Michael. Yeah, I'll look it up for you. Yeah. You know what, Sheila? I think that was a record. In all the years, I don't think we ever had to go through to get four people to get the right answer. So that's good.
It was a hard, I knew it would be a hard question because until I looked it up, I genuinely didn't know either. So, you know, and I was on a trivia game the other night and somebody asked what was his wife's name and I knew it.
Was it Lorraine? No.
No.
No. No. And that was going to be one of my other choices.
I forgot her name. Hold on.
Coretta Scott.
Coretta. With a C.
Coretta. Yeah. Coretta Scott.
See, I knew that. Coretta.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't say it.
I mean, I couldn't say it.
You just went, you didn't answer it right away, Michael. Come on.
I said Coretta with a C.
Well, that's pretty good because I didn't know it at all. I've just read about
it. I didn't know it. I knew it.
I was just reading about them too. And
yeah,
I forgot.
I literally knew it. And the second somebody said it, I said, oh, yeah, because it's so funny how you know this stuff, but you just don't remember it until somebody else answers it. So
the Coretta.
And it's so long. I mean, I was a senior in high school. I was 17.
60 years ago.
Yeah, I was 17. Yep. In April.
His birthday is tomorrow.
And Bobby Kennedy was assassinated the same year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so.
Yep.
And it wasn't 60 years. It was 60 years ago that he did his speech at the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, don't make me older than I am, please. So, all righty.
All right. So, here's a question.
Well, no time for trivia.
No time for trivia?
No.
No.
7:55. We're going to go to breaks shortly. Whew, Sheila, that hour went fast.
Yes, it did. Mm. And you wanted me to give a little bit of my story, and there ain't time.
I did. And now, almost that we really don't have time right now.
It's okay.
Do you want to start? We have 2 minutes.
Yeah, we have 2 minutes. You can't blow your nose almost in 2 minutes.
Yes, I can. In 2 minutes, I am fortunate to live in Orlando, Florida. I moved here in 2004. I have two wonderful sons. One's 45 and one is 43.
Wait a minute. If your son's 45, how are you 44?
Yeah, I'll be 45 on the 25th of this month. Okay.
So this will have to be a stay tuned story for the second hour. Michael interrupted you. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So we are happy you're out there listening. And hopefully you will be able to call in the second hour because we've got a really good participant to interview during our second hour.
Well, we have two. We have two participants. We have two.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think? Chris?
I think it's time to go to a break.
It's 7:56, Chris. Do we have to go one more minute or we're going to break now? For sure.
Mr. Shaw.
Well, now it's 7:57. All right, Chris, we have to go to break. Well, Chris went home.
Chrissy, there, he went home to lunch.
So please listen to our next hour. We're going to be talking about Braille because it is Braille Literacy Month. And we hope you will call in to talk.
We're also going to talk to a young man.
Yes.
We'll learn more about that. Hopefully he's there. So
yeah, wait. Hopefully he shows up.
Yeah. So Chris, we have to go to break.
We have to go to break, Chris.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. We'll see you on top of the hour.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio
Show. He's on his birthday vacation is what he's doing.
Well, no, I was handling the phone calls. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got you.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.